Mom? Why is the sky blue? Why don't animals talk? Why do dogs have wet noses? Why is an 11 pronounced 1T1?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
Why do I have a belly button?
But you don't have to know every answer.
Why is the ocean salty?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Why are there 50 states?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
Why is pizza round?
They just need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
But I won't ever forget, no, the red dress you wore that night. We sipped on Moretto to let go, yeah. Iced out cause we on the rocks. And I had the Air Max from Fairfax, whoa. Still sinking like cinder blocks. And now the ragtop 560 still running. But don't feel quite the same without you.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford's 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Just my point was rock and roll. I know it's past visiting hours, but can I please give her these flowers? The doctor don't wanna take procedures. He claimed my heart can't take the anesthesia. It'll send her body into a seizure. The little thing by the hospital bed, it'll stop beeping. Hey chick, I'm at a loss for words. What do you say at this time? Remember when I was 9? Tell her everything gon' be fine, but I be lying. The family crying, they want her to live, and she trying. I'm arguing like, what kind of doctor can we find? You know the best medicine go to people that's paid. If Magic Johnson got a cure for AIDS, and all the broke passed away, you telling me if my grandma's in the NBA, right now she'd be okay? But since she was just a secretary, worked for the church for 35 years, things supposed to stop right here. My grandfather trying to pull it together, he's strong. That's where I get my confidence from. Asked the nurse, did you do the research? She asked me, can you sign some t-shirts? Is you smoking? You don't see that we hurt, but still.
I smile.
Emergency room, room, you can feel my heartbeat, beat, beat. If she gon' pull through, we gon' find out soon. But right now she sleep, sleep, sleep. My mama say, they say, she could pass away any day. Hey chick, what these doctors know anyway? Let me see the x-rays. I ain't no expert, I'm just hurt. Cousin Kim took off of work. Plus my aunt Shirley, aunt Beverly, aunt Clay, and aunt Jean. So many aunties, we could have an auntie team. Feel like A. Marie, it's just one thing. When they said that she made it, you see the eyes gleam. I think we at an all-time high. To get there, we run, we fly, we drive. Cause with my family, we know where home is. So instead of sending flowers, we the roses.
Never will find, and you know.
Sweat's got me pacing, heart's pounding and trembling, palpitating and racing. This is chasing after good things, no longer solid, but I don't know why or how. I feel downright squalid. Am I expiring right now? Is this feeling?
I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Heart full of sorrow, world's in a mess. My soul's a mystery, all the words cannot express. Some say it's sunshine, some say it's rain. Rode up the easy way, gone down on midnight train. And I feel like I'm riding on a last train. Feel like I'm riding on a last train. Way down on the rusty track, somebody's calling me back. And I feel like I'm riding on a last train. From a rooftop, well, passing by, I believe I'm ready to pass on over to the other side. A 10,000 teardrops wash that city down. Think I'm out of leave here. In a mess, souls are misty, all the words cannot express. Some say it's sunshine, some say it's rain. I rode up the easy way, gone down on a midnight train. And I feel like I'm riding on the last train.
People don't stay in my life for very long. I don't know what I'm doing, but what I'm doing must be wrong. So please don't lie. Just say goodbye and let the tide erase the footprints of our kindred spirit, someone I could share my secrets with. My conscience spoke, but I didn't hear it, and I justified every connection missed. Everything changes and dies before too long. Be wrong, so please don't lie. Just say goodbye and let the tide erase the footprints of our without a sound. There's always been a chasm between us, a lack of understanding and of trust. I don't know if you ever really saw me, and love was never something we discussed. Stay in my life for very long. I don't know what I'm doing, but what I'm doing must be wrong. So please don't lie. Just say goodbye and let the tide erase the footprints of
Big lie. Big lie.
Did I tell you I'm getting a speedboat?
I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. Ha ha. on radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
forgot, like dusty postcards, dirty as the wind blown through the rail yard. It's better to be a stranger around these parts than to know what's living in the corner of lost hearts. Hard living stumblers are walking fix to fix. Is it tragedy or disorder? Is it what's waiting behind? Black windows are down, the dark corridors. It's all been off the tracks. Somehow we gotta keep rolling. Never really felt like you were ever safe inside. No, I can't comprehend, and I won't begin to know. See you in between the seasons, I hope you show.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.